Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On that note, as always, I'm joined by Clinic Admin Manager Ernst van Rensburg, Clinic Admin Manager at Dis-Chem, Baby City. Ernst, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm just fine. You know what? I actually saw a billboard of you the other day. I drove past it here in Pretoria, and there was ads big and nice on the billboard.
I know. I received, someone sent me a photo of that as well. It's quite strange to see a photo of yourself on a billboard, I must tell you.
I thought it was very epic. I was like, I know that guy. Or I feel like I know you. So no. you're going places, ads. I saw you. It's very great. Today we spoke about sleep. Is that something that you guys can test or help with? Do you have a network of people to help with?
Absolutely. Sleep is such a broad but very interesting topic. And there are so many things that can affect your sleep. And unfortunately, when you don't get a good night's rest for a few days in a row, it ultimately has a huge impact on your performance, on your psychological well-being. And a lot of patients that we get in our clinics, and it's certainly something that I've seen on numerous occasions before, is that people are just not sleeping well and they don't know why.
Yes.
They don't understand why they aren't sleeping well. But when you start to take a history from a patient, you might find that this person is experiencing difficulty sleeping certain times of the month. Sometimes it's closer to the end of the month, which can give you a clue. Maybe it's anxiety related. Maybe their job, their stress increases towards the end. So it's really a lot of things that you have to take into consideration. And ultimately, one thing that we found is that the main thing that is contributing to people's sleep hygiene, as they call it, is a cell phone. There are many factors, but absolutely a cell phone. People tend to, and including myself, if I have to be absolutely honest,
I also have to add myself. Yes.
Before we go to bed, we watch a show on television. Then we go to bed with our cell phones in our hands. Maybe you reply to a family member, saying good night, or maybe you're watching a video, and then we go to sleep, only to struggle to fall asleep or wake up shortly thereafter, exhausted but unable to fall asleep again. And it's all to do with how blue light affects our brains. But that's one of the main things that actually has a massive effect on our sleep.
Oh, I do actually think, and I mean, JD was also actually mentioning that as well, the distractions that we have and the necessity to have these sleep hygiene things. But it's wonderful to know that as well, that at Dis-Chem, you guys really, it's like really the full shebang of the whole holistic approach, looking at the different things that can impact our sleep, or our health in that matter. It's not just, there's so many things. I mean, we all just have to go to Dis-Chem to get checked out all the time.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you experience insomnia and you don't know what's causing it, it's always a good place to start with a primary healthcare clinic visit to find out is it not a health-related sort of issue that's causing it. Sometimes we find patients with very high blood pressure, for example, can really struggle to fall asleep. And it's always good to start at a clinic to find out, is it not something quite obvious that can be treated or something more dangerous that needs further investigation? And if we can't find anything, we can always provide a referral to an appropriate colleague who will be able to provide further assistance.
Great. As always, Ernst, it was wonderful having you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Landy. Same to you. Take care.
You too.